I've wondered for some time how to put together A, birth, aging, and death are dukkha, and B, the cause of dukkha is craving. Is it correct to say that the source of dukkha is in the mind, that is, in craving? If so, what does it mean to say that birth, aging, and death, facts we don't control and can't change, are dukkha? Thank you for your generosity and wisdom. There's different, time scales that you look at the experience of, the human experience. And when we're looking at birth, aging, and death as dukkha, one is just seeing this process of a human body, and also reflecting on this sense of dukkha being, being very nuanced as a meaning. It isn't in that sense of this is unsatisfactory, it's fraught, it's stressful. All the aspects of our human life, because of their uncertainty and the ways with which we relate to them, and particularly with the different forms of craving, of wanting it to be this way, wanting it to be another way, wanting something else, all of that keeps a certain turmoil going, and that's dukkha. The source of dukkha is certainly in the mind and in craving, but it's also it's not abstracted. It's always in relation to things around us, and what's around us is this manifestation of these different phases of our human existence. Okay.